Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, the discussion was the path that holds us. And today is a special Christmas episode titled The Christmas Story of Service. I am so excited to reflect on the true essence of service during this sacred season. Christmas represents more than just a historical moment. It serves as a significant invitation to act. It's the account of God showcasing the ultimate one heart of compassion by sending His Son. This act prompts a response from our many hands to share that love throughout the world. I'll examine the scriptures that guide us in transitioning from simple feeling to active service, following the path from prophecy to the manger. Even before Jesus took His first breath, the Bible articulated the expectations for the Messiah and, by extension, for His followers. This journey goes beyond faith. It encompasses justice and action. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord is for His glory." Isaiah illustrated a scene of active empathy, liberating the captives and delivering good news to impoverished. This embodies the one heart principle, God's compassionate heart for those who are marginalized. When our hearts align with God's, we are compelled to take action. How can we, with our numerous hands, share good news with the poor during this holiday season? Well, this is not merely a message from the past. It resonates as a current call to service. The birth of Christ exemplifies the humility required for true service. Instead of arriving in luxury, God chose to come into our world through the humble setting of a manger, cradled by Mary and Joseph. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it says, "While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She delivered her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, since there was no room for them at the inn." Now consider the hands present in this moment. Mary's hands were tenderly wrapping and placing. Joseph's hands were searching for a place of refuge and safeguarding his family. And the shepherd's hands, diligent and unassuming, came to honor him. None were wealthy, yet each played a vital role. The Christmas narrative reveals that our hands do not need to possess power or wealth to serve. They simply must be willing to act and respond. This might involve providing basic shelter, offering warmth, or just being present. What does this signify for us today? The narrative begins at the manger, not concludes there. The life of Jesus was categorized by the very values that Isaiah described: healing, nourishing, and loving those who are often overlooked. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 40 and 45, it says, "The king will reply and say to them, 'Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' He will then turn those on his left side and declare, 'Leave me, you who are cursed, and go into the eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you offered me no food. I was thirsty, and you provided me no drink. I was a stranger, and you failed to welcome me. I was without clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and imprisoned, but you did not come to visit me.' They will then respond to him, asking, 'Lord, When did you see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison and fail to help you? He will reply, truly, I tell you, whenever you neglect to do this for the least of my brothers and sister, you neglected to do it for me. This reflects the essence of the One Heart, Many Hands initiative. Our one heart should understand that by serving the hungry, the sick, the stranger, and the naked, we are directly serving Christ. Consequently, our many hands should act as His extension, providing service without seeking any reward. While you prepare for and savor your Christmas, take a moment to reflect. Where is my manger this year? What need requires my hands to help provide shelter, wrap gifts, or offer food? It is within those quiet acts of service that we generally honor the birth of Christ. May your heart be inspired by the profound love illustrated in the Christmas story from the Bible, and may your hands be engaged in sharing that love with others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the blessings of this season and the reminder that authentic joy during Christmas comes from serving others. As we conclude this moment, bring your hearts together and direct our hands so that all our actions mirror your love. Enable us to carry forth the spirit of generosity, compassion, and humility wherever you lead us. May our efforts illuminate your light in a world that longs for hope. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And just like that, we have completed 50 episodes. What a remarkable experience this has been. What began as a simple concept has evolved to a vibrant community, an engaging dialogue, and a venue where we have ventured, discovered, and progressed collectively. I extend my gratitude to everyone who has tuned in, forwarded an episode, reached out, or simply hit play. Your support is what gives this show its energy. Each download, each piece of feedback, and every second you spend with me has influenced the podcast journey. This signifies the conclusion of season one, yet it is not the conclusion of our tale. I'll be taking a brief break to rejuvenate, enhance, and return with even more insights and depth. Season 2 is set to officially begin on January 15th. Be sure to mark that date as I am preparing to elevate the experience. Expect fresh topics, renewed energy, and the same dedication to delivering meaningful content each time you join. And until then, I appreciate you being part of these initial 50 episodes of Scripture Seekers Ministry. I am eager to embark on the next chapter alongside you. Looking forward to reconnecting on January 15th. And from that, take care, my friends, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to your family.